السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson, inshallah, continuing from Surah Al-An'am. And then today's ayat are going to be from ayah 101 to ayah number 105. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat and then go back and look at the tajweed analysis of these ayahs. So let's go ahead and begin from ayah number 101. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بديع السماوات والأرض أنى يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة وخلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير قد جاءكم بصائر من ربكم فمن أبصر فلنفسه ومن عمي فعليها وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ وكذلك نصرف الآيات وليقولوا درست ولنبينه لقوم يعلمون. So inshallah that is our lesson, ayah number 101 to ayah number 105. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of these ayahs and look at the tajweed analysis. Starting from ayah number 101, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بديع السماوات والأرض.
So here in this word بديع we have the letter عين. As we learned, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat, so we are going to feel a little bit of constriction as we say this letter. And then the letter دال here is going to be a two count مد أسلي. Badi'us. And then seen here is going to have safir, meaning it has a little bit of a whistle. And because it does have a shadda, we are going to say this letter twice and emphasize that whistling sound just a little bit. Ma is going to be a two-count med. Wa is also going to be a two-count med. So we are also going to try to remain consistent with our mudud and make sure that all of our two counts are the same count, and then all of our four and six counts as well are all going to be consistent throughout the recitation. So here, sama is two, wa is two, samawati wal ard. Lam has tawassut, ra has tawassut as well. In this case, ra is going to be heavy. And then dad here is also going to be heavy. Very important to note, dad is not a letter of khalqala. So when we stop here on a sukoon, we are not going to give this letter any sort of bounce. So we're not going to bounce on this letter. We are not going to give an echo to this letter. Instead, dad is a letter of rikhawa, meaning that as we stop on this letter, the sound is going to continue for a little bit without that bounce. So we will say, wal-ard, wal-ard. So you can hear that sound is kind of continuing, but I'm not saying wal-ard, wal-ard. So there's no very obvious bounce because dad is not a qalqala letter. So we are going to be careful of that. And then dad here is also heavy. It is permanently heavy part of khusa, dakht, and gilb. Anna, noon here has a shadda, so we are going to spend a bit of time and bring this up into the nose. And this is going to be a two-count med. Yaku, this is also a two-count med. Yakunu lahu, two-count med. Waladun wa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna, so we see there is a tanween. followed by the letter waw. Now, waw is part of yarmalun. Yarmalun are the letters of the idgham. And yanmu, which waw is part of, are going to be the letters of idgham with ghunna. So we are going to merge this together. And then we are going to make sure that tanween sound or that nun sakin sound is merged within the next letter, which is the letter waw. And because it has ghunna, this is going to go up into the nose. Walam, meem here is going to have tawassut. Takullahu, nun sakin here is going to get dropped. This is also one of the letters of idgham. So we see nun sakin followed by the letters yarmalun, which are the letters of idgham. But lam here has a shadda. And lam is part of the two letters, lam and ra, which do not have gunna. Meaning that it is not going to go up into the nose. Instead, you are going to completely drop this letter nun and merge it completely with the next letter, which comes after, which is the letter lam. So you are not going to hear any sound of nun here. وَلَمْ تَقُلْ لَهُ. So no sound of nun, no gunna. Lahu, this is going to be a two-count med. This is going to be madsila sughra. We can tell because there is that small little waw. Sahiba, sad here is going to be heavy. It is permanently heavy, part of the letters of khussa daghtan kilt. There's also a two-count med, and the med will become heavy as well. Sahiba. So here, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and that second ha is going to be from the lower throat. So because I am stopping here, this ta marbuta is going to get turned into an ha, and then we are going to make sure we give it extra humps, extra air coming from the chest. Sahiba. So make sure that you are giving it that extra air so it's not dropped and it does not become inaudible. وَخَلَقَ. خَا is going to be heavy. Lam is light. قَاف is heavy. خَلَقَ. Make sure lam does not become heavy as well and do not say la. Lam is not a heavy letter. It is وَخَلَقَ. So make sure that you are making that switch from heavy, light, heavy. كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Here this is madlin in shay. And I am going to stop here, so I am going to give this hamza a sukun. And then when we have hamza with sukun, it is going to have jahr, meaning that the sound is abruptly going to stop. Shay, shay. So you can really hear that hamza has jahr. We are going to make sure we do this, otherwise we won't be able to hear that hamza at all, and it will sound like shay. So here we don't hear that hamza. For this reason, we do have to make sure that hamza is audible, and to do that, we are going to give it jahr. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So again, شَيْء is going to be مَدْلِين. And then شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. This is going to be إِذْهَار. We see that there is a تَنْوِين followed by the letter عَيْن, which is one of the letters of the throat. So this is going to be pronounced from the throat, شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And then it's going to have إِذْهَار. Then we end on a four-count مَدَعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Rabbukum, ra is going to be heavy as well. Meem has the wasud. La ilaha, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. La ilaha, this is going to be a two count med. Illahu, and then here illa is also a two count med. Khaliku, kha is a two count med. Heavy med because kha is heavy and then qaf is also heavy. Kulli shay'in. So here, shay is madlin. Shay'in fa'abudu, this is going to be ikhfa. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter fa, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. Fa'abudu, ayn has the wasut. So roll that around in the throat just a little bit. And because we are stopping here, ha is going to have humps. Make sure that you say this from close to the chest. Fa'abudu. So make sure that you do give it some humps, give it some air so that we are properly saying this letter. وَهُوَ عَلَى. عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. لَا is going to be a two-count med. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, this is مَدْلِين. شَيْءٍ وَا, this is going to be إِدْغَام with غُنَّة. So we are going to merge this together. So we see that there is a تَنْوِين followed by the letter وَاو, which is part of يَرْمَلُون. It is also part of يَنْمُ, meaning it is إِدْغَام with غُنَّة. So merge these together and make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose. Wakil, lam has the wasud, and we end on a four count, madarid lissukun. La tudarikuhul abasar, dal here is going to have qalqala, it is part of kutub jad. These are the letters of qalqala, dal has a little bit of a bounce. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Tudarikuhul, lam has the wasud, abasar, ba is going to have qalqala, and it's going to have a little bit of bounce as well. Sa is going to be heavy, and the two count med here is also going to be heavy. It is part of khusadagh bin kith. Ra in this case is also heavy because it has a dhamma. Wahua yudrik, dal here is going to have qalqala. It also again has a bounce. Ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. Yudrikul abusar, lam has tawassud, so rest on this for a moment. Abusar, but here is going to have qalqala, a little bit of that bounce because it is part of the letters of Qutb Jadd. Sa is going to be a two count heavy med, and then ra in this case is also going to be heavy. Al abusar, so ra in this case will also be heavy. Wahua latifu, ta is a heavy sound, this is a two count med as well. Latiful khabir, lam has tawassut, kha is going to be heavy, and then ra in this case is going to be light. Qad, qaf here is going to be heavy, dal has qalqala. Ja'akum, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because there is a med followed by hamza within the same word. So this is wajib muttasil. Basair, sad is going to be heavy, and this is also a four count heavy med. And this is also going to be med wajib muttasil. Med and the hamza are within the same word. Ra in this case is going to be heavy as well. Mir rabbikum, ra in this case is heavy, and this noon sakin is going to be idgham without hunna. Noon sakin followed by ra, which is one of the letters of yarmalun. So these are the letters of hunna. Sorry, these are the letters of idgham, and then ra, lam and ra are the letters without ghunna. So it's going to be one of the letters of idgham without ghunna, meaning that it is not going to go up into the nose at all. There's going to be no sound of noon. Instead, you can go ahead and move straight from that noon second sound to the letter ra. Mir rabbikum. Meme here has tawassut. Faman abusara, noon here is going to have tawassut. This is going to be idhar. Noon sound is pronounced very clearly because the next letter is a letter of the throat, which is hamza. So faman abusara, noon sound is very clear. Abusara, ba' has qalqala. And then sad is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Khusadagh bin kith. Ra in this case will also be heavy because it has a fatha. Fali nafse. Fat here is going to have ham, so give it a little bit of that air. Fali nafse. And then here, ha is going to have sukun. Make sure you give it a lot of humps as well. This air is going to come from close to the chest. Waman amiya. Again, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ayn, which is one of the throat letters. Hamzaha, aynha, aynha. So ayn is going to be amongst these letters. Waman amiya fa'alayha. Ayn is going to be from the throat. Lay, this is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. Ha is going to be a two count med. Wama ana, this is a four count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Wama ana, two count med. Alaykum, madlin. Bihafil. And then here, Allah is going to be heavy. It is part of khusadagh bin kith. Wakadhalika, that is going to be a two count med. Nusarrifu. Sad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Nusarriful ayati. Lam has tawassut. A is a two count med. Ya is a two count med. Waliya ku. Ku is going to be a two count med. Lu is going to be a two count med. Darasta. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Seen has safir. Darasta. So make sure there is a little bit of that whistle. Walinubayyinahu. And then here, ha is going to be a two count med. This is going to be madsila sughra. We see that there is that ha, followed by the letter lam. And then usually we can tell it is madsila if there is that small wow or small ya. So in this case, I know it's madsila because I can see there is that ha dhamir followed by that small wow. There is no sign of med on top. So I know that this is going to be a two count med. Li qawmin, qaf is going to be heavy. And this is madlin. Qaf is part of khusadagh bin kith. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter ya, and this letter ya is going to get merged together. So ya is part of yarmalun. It is also part of yanmu, meaning that it is idgham with ghunna. So you merge this noon second sound within the letter ya. يَعْلَمُونَ, ayn is going to have tawassut, and then this is going to be from the throat. يَعْلَمُونَ, and then we end here on a four count madarid للسكون. And then the noon second is also going to have tawassut as well. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 1 to ayah number 105. And we'll stop here and then move on to the next part of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.